The City of Aquila Finance and Governance Committee meeting, we're convening it now. I'm the Chair, Kate Crowler, and I'm here with council members Kathy Hilberty and Deshaun Quinn. Let's begin with the business agenda. The January to June American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA update and proposal. Vicki Carlson.
Yes, thank you. Vicki Carlson, Finance Director. Ms. Hatley, our analyst, would normally be doing this presentation. She is not able to be here today, so I am going to be pinch hitting for her today. I will do my best to answer any questions you have, but I may have to just take her questions and get back to you because she knows these details inside and out much better than I do. So again, this is just a recap of first half of 2023 spending. As you recall, ARPA was given to us back in 2021 as a relief package for the pandemic that happened in 2020. The several pages that follow are the different programs that council approved for allocation for ARPA. I will just go through them kind of highlights. So the first one on the bottom of page one is for administrative services. That's Darktrace cybersecurity. That invoice was paid for in the first quarter. Slightly more than budget because just inflationary costs, everything goes up, right? So it costs a little bit more this year than what we had budgeted. Page two, administrative services. The first one is the leadership initiative. There's an allocation of $25,000 for 2023. Nothing was spent the first half of the year, but there are plans to spend. They've renamed that program to be the Leadership Initiative. You might formerly remember it as the Community Connectors. That program is relaunching next month. So we've added a link here. It's an active link just to you go to the website, see the objectives and the timeline for the meetings. They do plan on spending all those funds by the end of this year. Community development is the next one. There was an allotment of $246,000. That is to fund two positions that were eliminated due to the pandemic. We spent just under half of that. There's a chart below showing you the activity that has taken place for 2023 compared to 2022. You'll see that with the exception of projects, inspections, permits, and walk-ins are all up. But I also want to note out that we were open 3 days rather than 2 days starting this year. On page three, at the top is the finance department that is funding for the ARPA analyst, which again, thank you for that position. She does great work and spends a lot of time working with departments, getting all of these details down. And just as an aside, we are in the middle of our audit for 2022, and they dove into ARPA in excruciating detail, and we were able to provide all of the information they requested thanks to the great work of Ms. Bosmark. And she will continue in that position. On to public works, the first is the allocation for street maintenance. There's two positions that were allocated there. Just spent just under half of that for this year. On the right-hand side, there's some information as to what the different projects that have been done by those two positions. At a very high level, the benefits of these two positions is increasing public safety, particularly with streets, residential preference and inviting environments for visitors, and maintaining our infrastructure. On page four, there was another allocation for traffic calming. This is in our 103 fund. The allocation was $400,000. They've only spent $15,000 to date, but they will be spending all of it before the end of the year. Basically, a lot of it is going to the overlay program. The work has started. They expect it to be completed by the end of October. So most of this expenditure will happen the end of this year. I do want to note, though, that given these types of projects, if there's any sort of a delay, we might not be able to pay all of the invoices in 2023. So you may see a budget amendment come forward in the next month to move the funds that won't be spent this year into next year. It's still associated with this project, but it's just timing of when the expenditure
will happen. Fine question. Will the ARPA funding continue in the next year if you started the work this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we did fund $400,000 this year and $400,000 next year.
Yes.
And Public Works has assured us that they will be able to spend all of it. It's more just a timing of issues when the projects can be done and when the invoices can be collected.
So one more follow-up. It'll carry over in addition to what we have?
Yes.
Set up? Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. So, yes. So a total of $800,000 between the 2 years. Nothing will be lost.
Great.
The next couple of pages are our recreation programs, programs that were restored, school programs, after-school programs, enrichment programs, and again on the right-hand side lists all of the different benefits the community has received from those two. On page five, parks maintenance, again, two positions were restored. on the right-hand side, a list of everything that these two positions have been doing in our community because of the restoration of those funding. And then on the top of page 6 just gives some information on park shelter income, 2019 through 2023, at least the first half of 2023. Page 6 provides a summary of our ARPA, all of the different projects that have council allocated to ARPA. We've got the budget for 2021 showing actuals for 2021. So you can see in 2021, we had a total budget of $904,000. We spent $817,000, so there was $87,000 carried forward into 2022. 2022, we had a budget of $2.8 million. We spent $1.9 million, so there was an additional carry forward. And then in 2023, we had a budget of $1.8 million, and so far we spent just under $500,000. Based on information we have today, obviously this information will be updated as we near the end of the year and we get closer to budget amendments. On the top of page 7, this is a little bit of a reminder of the report that Ms. Hatley provided to you back in February of this year. Based on how our budget was drafted last year for 2023-2024, we had $284,000 that was unallocated based on just underspending in some of our programs. So we had $284,000 that had been unallocated. And then an update, in addition to that $284,000, we have an additional $336,000 that is unallocated for a variety of reasons. There's some underspending projected in some of our programs, and that's reflected in the chart at the bottom of page 7. We also have $135,000 for rental and utility assistance that Human Services will not be able to use, mainly because the needs that are coming through now don't qualify for COVID. So we're still able to meet their needs, but with different pots of money. So they're not seeing the needs reflected because of COVID, so they're returning those funds back to the pot. So at this point, we have the $284,000 plus the $336,000 that can be allocated to other programs. So what we have on page 8 is a chart. And what staff's recommendation is, let me back up a little bit. When we drafted the 2023-2024 budget, we expected, based on what we knew back then, that all of the programs that council had allocated would be fully funded in 2023. And then we would run out of funds. We would not be able to fund everything in 2024. So we funded the highest priority. We funded the ARPA position, the analyst position, and we funded $400,000 into residential streets, the traffic calming program. Nothing else was funded. So at this point, given the $621,000, staff is recommending that we allocate those existing funds to cover the parks positions, the permitting positions, the recreation programs in 2024 with ARPA funds that were not currently budgeted. One of the reasons we're recommending that route is because these funds do need to be spent by the end of 2024. These programs have all been vetted, and so we know they qualify for ARPA. So if we go down the road of looking for new programs to fund, we have to do that whole vetting process. And if we run out of time, those funds have to be returned to the federal government. So that is our recommendation. We're bringing it forward to this committee first, and then the plan is to go to the full council just for consensus to make sure that this plan is acceptable or if there's any changes to the plan on September 23rd, because whatever's decided will then be incorporated into the budget amendments that will be coming after that. And with that, I'll open up to any questions.
Councilmembers, questions? Councilmember Harmony.
Yeah, I don't have any comments about how this money is being spent. I like the page 8, the new allocations on parks, maintenance, streets, and permit processing, which you're doing this year, right?
Correct.
And so that really, the fact that was going to be left hanging, it sounds like, and this then brings that back to whole, or at least partly whole, you know, something. You can do some stuff there. I think that's really important because these other programs there say that they are allocated during both years, right? So that really makes sense. The other thing that makes sense, and I really appreciate this information because people do ask, you know, they're like, so what about ARPA? It's nice to have some information if I remember all of it to say. And then I had just one comment when I was reading through this. So this is like so small, but I just have to say it. So under allocations, parks, maintenance, it says community benefits summary. It says, the very last one says, park shelters, rentals before the first half of 22 level due to Duwamish and Tuckwilla parks are booked for the mobile rec program, and also residents are figuring out that they can drop in on a new shelter to avoid paying the fee. I say, good on both those things. That's it. Mobile rec, great, and allowing them to use for free if it's not used, great. So I just thought, no problems there. That's just how it is. So that was my comment about that. So that's all I have.
All right, Councilmember Gordon. Actually, we supportive of the recommendation. This was really easy to follow. The chair asked the questions that I had, so I'm comfortable with this going forward.
Sorry about that. I just wasn't sure because where I'm at, we're wrapping up now with our audits. So the price rate, we're moving to the next year, and maybe there's just some kind of straggling going on with your projects that where I'm at, they're not doing the same thing. That's why I had the questions. So a lot of these, I understand how you're going to use and utilize pieces, but the one question just got popped in mind was, did we not finish those because we didn't have enough resources?
Back in 2022, when we drafted the current biennium budget, we based our budget off of what we knew at that point. Departments thought they were going to spend more than they actually did. So this is updated information.
Okay. And then on traffic safety and safety programs in neighborhoods and the traffic calming efforts, we have them justified and we have those allocations, but we couldn't use those more with some of the unused funds?
Our recommendation was to cover the staffing positions. I mean, we could look at that. I don't know what Public Works list is for traffic calming. Again, we'd have to make sure that the funds would be spent by the end of next year. I don't know what their list of traffic, we'd have to look at that list first.
I just noticed there's a lot of neighborhoods screaming for services, and that's our job, is to provide services. I don't disagree that we cover positions, but I actually thought with our budget we had covered the positions, and I just think it was all depending on leftover ARPA funds that we thought during our conversation.
You're correct. We do have a balanced budget, but this is general fund for those positions, and there's a lot of moving pieces with the general fund, and this just shores up the general fund to make sure that if other revenues come in below budget, this just provides a little bit of a cushion there. And we're still in the summer months, so we're still in kind of our high earnings for sales tax and whatnot. So we're starting to do that analysis for year end. I don't know how year end is going to flush out yet, but this just provides additional cushion in the general fund in case our other revenues don't meet budget.
Okay, so you're padding what your expectations were from revenues, and you're covering positions with it. But we know this was federal money that was meant for services that we had planned on doing and didn't execute. So
correct.
Just going to revisit. I mean, I can't tell you the number of residents have wishes for traffic calming measures in their neighborhood. And I had my side mirror torn off by a car going by too fast on one of them while I was having a conversation with a resident about that very issue. So I have a little personal feeling about how right they are, and they have children, and they have fences that are going in because they've had dogs and other family animals killed by the cars on these roads. And so I have a deep concern for that. I'm not thinking your idea is bad, but I'm thinking if we had already had a plan for what we're going to do with our positions, do we need to pad, or can we take care of some of these problem places?
So is it like what neighborhoods? Like there's more than one neighborhood. What neighborhoods?
Hazel down in Allentown on 122nd is absolutely
okay.
Crazy going
Allentown,
down that. And
yeah.
if you take the path that takes them through 115, it continues.
Okay.
You move over from 124th, so is it 123rd with those stop signs the whole way through? That would be traffic calming. Put in some stop signs, right, and make some crosswalk flags. They would obviously like to see some speed bumps going
okay.
through there.
Other neighborhoods?
Yeah. I'm not going to take the whole meeting going through every one because I have over 12, but I'll give you one more.
Give me one more.
Over by what would be Gully Park, if you go down the road, what happens is people come from a certain bus service, and they come down East Marginal Way, and instead of going clear to Friends and turning left on that road, there's a nice little road that curves up behind there. I want to say 126, if not 128. Well, I'll show you on the map after the meeting's over. But they barrel through there in both directions at unbelievable speeds.
Well, I think
that commuters trying to get to an easy route to the on-ramp to get to the freeways.
Also, permit processing is really important, too.
No doubt.
I'm not sure. I don't agree that we should put more money into parks maintenance, street maintenance. But, I mean, of course, people are asking, but they're also asking about parks maintenance for safety and for street maintenance. We should probably have this conversation.
I think it's an offline conversation. I'm just bringing forward a couple of examples.
No, you're...
A couple of examples out of many. And what we're saying here is we had a plan for those positions to be funded in a balanced budget. We're concerned about whether our revenues will meet it or not. And there's federal funding that we have in some areas that we didn't spend all the money. And here we're telling people, we don't have enough money.
Well, if you want to turn that into a directive, then we do need to have a conversation.
I don't make directives. I put out what the residents are telling us their needs are. And I'm looking at a budget situation where there's, frankly, a windfall of money that was unspent. And we have categories that the council agreed upon. Many of these are what I'm talking about.
But if you want to put that forth to full council, we need to have
federal funding that are one-time only expenditures versus a continuing problem of paying for our positions. And there was a big statement made on the council about not depending on one-time only pieces for positions. So I bring that forward humbly and say, I would like to question why our strategy would change. I'm not saying this is a bad approach, but I am saying we're telling people we're not giving them services in some areas that the federal government funding was literally intended for in order to pay for jobs that we need to pay for, but we had already balanced our budgets through other revenue needs. So I just want to, we have to answer the public as to why we're doing that.
So, like I said before, I'm comfortable with the recommendation. We made commitments to these particular items, the general fund, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is a way for those to be funded, correct?
Correct.
If they aren't, then those commitments won't be upheld, correct? Unless we find it in the general fund.
So the general fund is balanced. So I want to be clear about that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of moving pieces into the general fund, a lot of different revenue sources.
Yep.
And this just provides additional assurances that the budget will be met if other revenue sources don't come to fruition.
Okay. And then I would just say that the other concerns are real concerns, and I think any chance that I would get, I would want to dump my hand to the traffic column, just in general. What I appreciate about this is this is thoroughly vetted. There's some consistency. There's probably documentation and narrative associated. So I would just say having gone through the allocation before, and actually observing other jurisdictions that didn't do it right the first time is bad for them. So, I think this is all fodder for a conversation. So,
I think we're just looking for consensus to move this forward to the next committee of the whole.
It should be September 20th.
Where we can re-raise some of the issues that were raised here.
So Laurel's not here, but she's going to see if there's is it moved forward, or is there a recommendation from this committee to support the recommendation, or is there a different recommendation that this committee would like, just because I'm sure that Laurel's going to ask me what the minutes should reflect.
I'm going to say personally, no recommendation. I'd like to discuss that with the others on
and
the full seven.
I'll support. That's just the
case. Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm going to say what I said here as far as supporting the recommendation as proposed, and a lot of it just based on the analysis that had occurred previously in the ARPA funds that we've kind of done this before. for. So,
so no recommendation, just move it forward to COW.
No, I say
I'm saying to support as chair, and I'm saying I want you to know I appreciate the plan that's laid out here. The question mark in my head is, what services are we not providing by supplying money to physicians, and why aren't we going ahead and completing what the federal government expected us to do with these monies, which was especially in infrastructure. They know we're way, way behind that infrastructure. So the full intent of it isn't to just keep funding positions at your city. We're supposed to fund positions at your city that we lost and could not fund again after COVID with our revenues through the experience we went through with COVID. So for me, we found a stable point when we passed the budget. I appreciate the padding part, but my concern is we still have needs in our cities and people saying, wow, I've been asking for this for 8 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, and nobody comes back with an answer. And I'm staring at the federal funding that allows us to do it. And I'm going to ask. I have to ask.
To do more.
To do more.
Yeah, because we are fully funded, which we know is not enough on the track and columns.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also commitments that we made that we couldn't fulfill in the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was infrastructure and tied to our budget that is allocated. So these are two worthwhile programs, mm-hmm. and now it's just an option of which we mm-hmm. choose to prioritize.
And to be specific, I gave an example because I'm out talking to people, but if we were to finish funding things that we had already planned as a council to fund with the ARPA funds, I'd be okay with that as well. I just feel like it's a manufactured windfall, and it ought to go to what the purpose was that we were trying to do with it first as a priority, and then as a second, if we just can't find a way to spend it in those categories that the council spent a lot of time going over those priorities, then go, okay, it's absolutely not feasible in any way. You know, I guess we can have insurance for positions.
Yeah, I would just add that there was a lot of conversation about doing the work associated by these staff. So I would be careful of saying this is not for that, because I think if we remember the time we didn't have the staff to do the fundamental things that people wanted.
They provide services.
And it created issues.
Yeah.
They you have to have staff to do the street maintenance. You have to have staff to do the park maintenance, both of which we heard in the budget process
and
permitting.
Yep.
So again, we're arguing
staffing
about equally
services.
Valuable things.
Mm-hmm. So question of Vicki, I think I understood this, but maybe I don't. There's money not spent in ARPA that we had planned to spend in certain categories. We're carrying it over to positions, which we actually already passed budget through our revenues to cover already. So technically, if it all comes through the way you anticipated, it's not needed at all.
If we met budget 100%, that would be correct.
Okay, and so therefore we'd have all this money that we didn't allocate and aren't planning on using in the categories that we had originally planned on. And that's, I guess, where I leave the question mark.
So is it with staff's recommendation to fund the positions? If council wants to direct us to do something else, then we would absolutely do that.
So those positions are funded, right? I want to make sure that
in the general fund, they're funded through the end of 2024.
Okay.
With other funding sources.
This is the full.
But again, there's a lot of revenue.
2024, that's the end of the biennium until
right.
The next council votes again. So they're literally covered. And we're saying, let's put aside extra money instead of fulfill the categories that the council had asked to be met.
Categories are fulfilled. If you go through this document, it talks about the underspent components and the rationale for the underspent components. So it's not that we didn't fund something, it's that within the program there was a barrier or some other related issue.
Correct.
Specifically for that, if we were going to do the fund what we originally wanted to fund, we would overfund what's been underspent, and we'd have to overcome the thresholds that's outlined in this underspent. Correct?
Yes. I think that's all
that
we said.
Yeah, sorry,
I was
going quick.
And to be specific, the reasons why we didn't do this, I started with, did we not have enough resources? Did we not have enough, timing and schedule? why, you know, I see some reasons in here on why they didn't or didn't do, did or did not do something. But in the end, we have what is needed to complete those things now, correct?
Based on current budget, yes.
Yes. So there's nothing missing if we wanted to go ahead and complete the efforts that we allocated the ARPA funds for.
Correct. But I would also caution you that we have a brand new revenue source coming in next year that we have no history about, and that's the B&O tax. So we budgeted $3 million, and if that we don't hit that mark, that's a big unknown.
Which leads to another question. It's a sidebar question, but another question. Sorry if I short you. We're not going to go till 7 with it. It leads me to the question of we were supposed to have a task force set up for talking to businesses before the end of this year. We're at September.
Correct. It's part of the financial sustainability plan. So as we pull that group together, businesses will be part of that. And then depending on what businesses we have, or we may extend that group and have kind of bifurcate to say, because what we don't want to do is create a group that talks only about the business tax, isn't involved with the financial sustainability plan. So we'll take the businesses that are part of that and maybe expand on that one, and that group will go off and look at the business. So it is kicking off with the financial sustainability plan. It is a part of it.
So how large is the committee going to be, task force going to be on the sustainability, and how many businesses that will be involved in that will be impacted by the B&O tax?
I want to say Burke was targeting with roughly 15 on the committee, split between residential and businesses. Okay. And I do believe we would want to supplement that group with additional businesses.
I'm thinking we want to see Saber would want more.
We want to see who's on that group first and then go from there.
Okay.
So the application, and I just, as long as you mentioned, the application was published, I believe, Friday. Mm-hmm. So that is available. We did make some make some changes based on the conversation at this committee as well as with both council. Mm-hmm. So that application is out there. So we would encourage anybody that is interested to apply now. That would be great. Businesses and residents. And then once we see what businesses have applied for that, we'll go from there.
Okay. And as they're doing their application, do they know when the meeting's going to be held yet?
We haven't identified the meeting dates yet. We're gathering information from those that are interested in the committee.
Okay.
So finding out daytime, evening, you know, when are they available? Because we want to make sure we put together a meeting schedule that works for the people that are going to be on this committee.
Okay. Well, clearly this is going to go forward. I'm glad it's not. I'm just not going to let it be full consensus because I'll fully ban this vote because I really think more discussion on the council is needed here to understand that we actually had budgeted for positions, we had budgeted for this, and that shortfalls in expanding those budgets are going to turn into revenue replacements, I guess. But if we get exactly what we thought, because we've been very conservative with our projections on revenues, and from what I've been hearing in the budget assessments, they've been coming in pretty good. If we hit them, then was there a need for this? And then we just didn't expend it in the areas that we had hoped to expend it, and the federal government expected us to try to expend it. So I'm just concerned about deviating from the path of the intention to cover, ensure something that ought to be covered already with the planning that we have. Is there a thought if you end up with too much money?
Can we have this discussion at the COW?
It's still part of the finance committee.
Well, I thought we settled this. You're making your point and making your point.
You had your questions. I'm asking questions, which is why we're here for committees.
And I would just say that it would be part of a budget amendment process. As we do every year, we would true the budget up. And if we had additional revenue that was unexpected, we would come back to council and figure out where to reallocate those funds.
So we would probably then have the ability.
But we would not allocate ARPA funds. We would assign ARPA funds to those positions, and any additional funding that came in above budget, we would then come back to council to allocate those funds to
ARPA projects.
Not ARPA projects, because the ARPA would be off the table. ARPA would be fully funded. Those positions would be taken care of. It would be other funds that came in that were not restricted revenues that we would come back to council with a plan for, okay, we have, which is what we do every year. It should be part of the budget and process.
Okay. It's just concerning because I know we have to leave a lot of things off the table when we're trying to figure out what to spend the ARPA money on. And now we're taking what essentially is unspent ARPA money, and not putting back into lots of projects that we have hard time deciding on. Yes, go ahead.
If you want to continue this conversation, I just want to reflect on the 23-24 budget process. You basically ran out of ARPA funds. You ran out. You would have funded, you had very clear priorities in 23, and you would have funded all of those priorities, I believe, from the conversations I remember in 24. You just didn't have enough ARPA funds. And so you prioritized, because if you remember, you froze positions in all of those three departments. You had to freeze parks, you had to freeze street, you had to freeze permit, and those are still frozen all the way through 24. And if you'd had more ARPA funds, I think you would have kept those priorities that you suggested, because you had to, those are value statements, and you were very clear with the services and capital, and you would have kept all those funding going to 24. You just ran out. And so what we were trying to do was to meet the goals that we heard in the 23-24 budget process last in fall of 2022, that if you'd had money, you would have kept those positions funded by ARPA, which would have freed up your general fund for one, just to make sure you have ending fund balance, because a two-year budget is difficult. And then that gives you counsel, directly back in the council, at the end of the year or into 24, then you have more flexibility. If there's other priorities that come up, you can, general fund has much more flexibility to it. We clear the ARPA funds have to be allocated by December of 2024. That is our city requirement. December 31st of 2024, they must be allocated, and then they must be spent by 2026.
So when we made those hard decisions, because we didn't have the ARPA money to cover these positions, we covered them in other ways in order to have a balanced budget. We didn't take them off the budget, did we?
No, you kept those positions frozen.
Okay.
If you had ARPA funds, you probably would have unfrozen some positions, but you didn't have enough.
So you're saying unfreeze those funds?
No, that's not.
Okay.
What you're saying is keeping the council priorities. We're not talking about adding. That could have been that would have been something that we could have talked about, but we were just focused on the priorities you had in 23 and funded those same priorities at the same levels in 24.
Okay.
With no, because we know that every single one of those priorities has been met.
So none of the frozen positions are affected by this decision.
They continue to be frozen, and less services are being provided in all those areas.
So
no impact.
Right, but we made a decision on ARPA funds that we had. There were some we didn't. We couldn't put them into unfreezing positions. We funded all the positions that you asked us to fund, held everything there. So are you saying you're taking these ARPA funds and they're going to unfreeze those positions?
No, I never said that.
So there's no difference there.
Right.
So nothing solved on the frozen positions by this act. And we had a balanced budget that covers all the positions that you want to, I guess, ensure. Okay.
And this is
May
why
I,
we leave it
okay.
to you as the council.
I'm going to jump back in this.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, we talk about permit processing, which is something that we've talked about for years and that we've had people are really concerned about this, and maybe they're not the loud voices that we're talking about screaming in the neighborhoods. But permit processing is extremely important.
They are loud.
Okay. So what we have here is, let's say, permit processing, and we pull that money out, 246, whatever it is, right? And because we have pulled it out of ARPA funds, we put it into whatever else, and so it stands at zero here. And then our money comes in for next year, and we're short. There's a possibility that we're going to have to pull back on existing permit processing. This gives us the guarantee that we will have that permit, the amount of permit processing that we have now. It's a guarantee. Am I saying this correctly?
You are correct in that if we don't meet budget, we would be coming back to council saying we are short and we need to make some difficult decisions on what are we going to reuse.
Okay, so you could say that this is a guarantee that permit processing is marked safe, right?
Because it's funded by restricted funds.
That's why I support this. It's marked safe.
Similarly, we could cut the ARPA funds in half for 2024 and have even more insurance. True?
Okay. All right.
So the question is, how much insurance do we need? Because I know we calculate to a very, very conservative figure on what we think our revenues are going to be. And I guess what I'm worried about is, are you thinking those conservative, they were very conservative, projections, are not going to be good enough because you're hearing economic trends somehow that our revenues are going to take a dive?
I would always maintain conservatism on revenues,
sure.
Just because we don't know what the future holds. But again, this was staff's recommendation.
Yeah.
But if council wants to do something different with the ARPA funds, then we will definitely do that research.
To be clear, you were very conservative with the budget when we allocated
yes.
it, right?
Yes.
And the B&O tax being added was actually insurance as well.
Well, it was one of our tools to balance
yes,
the budget.
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes.
So we can continue to debate this, stretch it out, give different perspectives. What it comes down to is kind of chicken and egg. And having the investment here where it's already vetted in ARPA, so my position is solid based on that. And I'd rather be in budget trying to find funds that we need, knowing we secured on the back end and not having to wait for other funds to come in. That's just how I personally would like to do the budget. And I know how much scrutiny ARPA has in their processes. So it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. I'd rather be answering questions about when you had an opportunity, what approaches did you take? When you had an opportunity to fund, because all it's going to take is somebody coming in and talk about street maintenance or park maintenance. And we're going to have to acknowledge that we had an opportunity to secure the funding. So as a process thing, I think on the back end, it might be helpful. And you said it, but I think it's a great opportunity to kind of put a line in the sand that if the revenues do come in, we'll look at them as a windfall, or I shouldn't even use those words. We look at them as funds we can actually do more things with.
If they would be unrestricted.
Because they're unrestricted mm-hmm. versus coming to the council with a hatch decision for those funds, right? And telling us, well, we can either fund it or not. So if we make this decision, those positions, that is funded. The money comes in, which then frees us up to have more money to do other things with the general fund. That's what I'll be looking.
You could add, actually, that's where you could add to street.
Now I think this committee is ready to move on. It goes ahead with a approved, but not by unanimous. And I look forward to the discussion on this POW. The next item on the business agenda is a resolution authorizing a cancellation of outstanding general fund claims and municipal court checks. Our finance director, Becky Carlson, takes it again.
Yes, so this is an annual process. We are moving into the fall, so you're going to start seeing more of our annual processes coming forward. This is the first one, so this writes off our unredeemed accounts payable and payroll claims. It's basically uncashed checks. We do go through a process to try and reach these people to ensure that they have every opportunity to cash these checks. When they don't, we actually turn the list over to the state of Washington. So anybody can go on the unclaimed property with the Department of Revenue and search for their names. And if it pops up, we obviously will release the funds to them. Otherwise, we do keep the funds in-house. Just makes it easier for tracking. That's what this one is.
Councilmembers, questions? Councilmember Quinn.
No questions.
We do this every year.
I know, it's a no-brainer. So you got a unanimous on that.
Interesting to see the
we got a unanimous.
Yay!
You followed up with all of these people.
We do. We sent letters to all of them, and you'll see a lot of. If you look at the list, a lot of them are witness fees and juror fees. So
yeah.
we are working on a process to try and reduce those. Finding different ways to pay these individuals so they don't have small checks to cash.
Yeah.
What we're finding is if it's a small check, a lot of people just
blow it off,
pretty much.
My
yep.
son with no jury duty.
My son. I did it with jury duty, too.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the last item. It's item business agenda C, a resolution ordering the cancellation of past due accounts receivable back to finance director Vicki Carlson. It's the Vicki Carlson.
Yes, it is. Right. And I'm happy to take that role.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is our second annual process. This is a cancellation of accounts receivable. This goes back to prior accounts receivables that we have been unable to collect on. And I want to be very clear on two things. First of all, we do go through a process to try and get these collections. When we cannot collect on them, we're not actually writing them off in the sense that we are not going to ever touch them again. What we're doing is we are removing them from the books so our balance sheets don't become overstated. We still work these. We send them off to collections. And what happens if one of these is removed from the books and we do collect on it, it just gets recorded as new revenue. So this is really a housekeeping item to keep our balance sheet straight and not just saying we can't collect, so we're done with it, because that is not the case.
Comments, Council Member Hogarty.
Yes, it looks, I've seen these melodies, so that is fine. And it's always good to have that reminder that we still collect on them. I couldn't remember exactly how that.
Yeah, we do. It's an accounting process we go through, because if we don't do this, then our balance sheet just grows and grows and grows, and we need to have our balance sheet collect.
Otherwise, you've got $70,000 that you can't really use. So,
right, because we didn't actually receive it.
Yeah.
There's a receivable.
Yeah. I do have a question. Last page. What's the last page? I forgot. I wrote it out.
We almost landed the plane.
Why do you think it's higher this year? Because I wrote 78.35 or something, and we've never had 78.35. Do you have any conjecture?
It has been a while since we've had this high. Number one, we have a lot of false alarms that just people have not been paying on.
Oh, and maybe we
need it is a substantial list. We do send those to collections. Again, same thing. We remove them from the books, but if we do collect on them, it just gets recorded as new revenue. So there are a lot of false alarms. There's also some others on this list that don't normally show up, and we are tracking these. We are trying to reach out. Well, we have two government agencies that, for whatever reason, they have not paid. So we continue to work with them directly to try and get those paid off.
So we won't talk about the school district now. Help me with that.
Or we will. No, I just kind of for the record, right? It's like, as you have on here, which I really appreciate, right? The finance department sends an invoice to a customer payable in 30 days, and it's not received within 30 days. The receivable is forwarded to the collection agency. And it goes on and on and on about the process. But yeah, that was the thing that kind of threw me off, is because there's a lot here and there are some new ones. And, this is a process, right? You have a bill and you pay it.
Right. And what's listed here is our normal process.
Yeah.
This doesn't account for the phone calls and the emails that I personally send, because I periodically run the list and go, why is that there? And so several of us will look at this list and reach out periodically. So there is additional work that's done. This is just our general process for all of them.
So if you are on here, you deserve to be on here. Just based on the facts of the funding and the other stuff, correct? And the other... It's just an interesting list and experience.
So my question is, when you have called people typically and they actually respond, have you found that they just have accounting errors going on, or they just misplaced an invoice? Or
it runs the gambit. Oftentimes it's because staffing has turned over.
Yeah.
And one person received it, left, and the next person come on and didn't even know it existed. That's why we do the follow-up. Sometimes it's, I don't know what you're talking about, and then we have to go through the steps of let me give you all of this information again. There's one on here, I won't, because it's a public, I won't say who, but there's one that just says, no, we're not going to pay it. So it literally runs the gambit.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. That looks like this. We have consensus to go for. Okay. So that closes out our business agenda. Does anyone have a miscellaneous? All right. So this meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.